Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
MRN Crew Call is brought to you by Hercules Tires.
Hi, folks. Welcome to MRN Crew Call. I'm Kurt Becker. On today's show, we'll talk with Scott Warfield, NASCAR Managing Director for Gaming. We're going to talk about an exciting announcement that came out last week. NASCAR announcing a multi-year partnership with the folks at BetMGM. Before we get to Scott, remember this is Dry Dean Week on MRN as we get ready for the Dry Dean Doubleheader Weekend at Dover's Monster Mile. Learn more about the complete line of automotive, commercial, and industrial lubricants at drydean.com. Dry Dean, the hardest working brand in heavy-duty lubrication. Stay with us. Scott Warfield on the other side of the break.
Sir, are you aware you were going 40 miles an hour? This is a residential area.
Sure, but I'm on my lawnmower. Wait, am I getting a ticket?
No, I've just never seen anyone top 9 miles an hour on one of those bad boys. And mow their entire lawn in 30 seconds? What got into you?
Well, I did fuel up at Sunoco this morning.
At Sunoco, we know how to fuel peak performance. We've been doing it for American racing for over 50 years. Fuel your best.
Folks, welcome back to MRN Crew Call. Let's talk a little bit about iGaming here today. You know, a big announcement came out just last week when it was announced that NASCAR had formed a multi-year partnership with BetMGM, a market-leading sports betting and iGaming platform, makes BetMGM an authorized gaming operator for NASCAR. What does all that mean? How can we sort through all of it? What does it mean for you, the race fan? Well, to help us with those questions, we're joined today by Scott Warfield, NASCAR Managing Director, Gaming. Scott, welcome to the show.
Kurt, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
So BetMGM, when the announcement came out last week, how excited were you and the gang at NASCAR about this partnership? Was it tough to keep it quiet until the appropriate time?
It was. You know, we've been talking to the fine folks at MGM for longer than I would like to admit, dating back to 2019, maybe even the end of 2018, as we kind of ventured into this space for the first time, you know, after the Supreme Court struck down PASPA in May of 2018, you know, all the leagues have been looking at, you know, partnerships in this space. And for us, the value of these partnerships, like the one with MGM, Kurt, is, you know, getting the operators to be a little more active around NASCAR, offering more bet types for our sport. Traditionally, our sport has been limited to trying to predict the race winner and trying to predict the series champion, which for all the listeners out there that play NASCAR Fantasy Live as frequently as I do, it's really hard, even if you know the sport, trying to predict race winner with the amount of parity is a very tough thing. So how we've tried to attack it is trying to find partners like Penn National Gaming and MGM, both of which are now AGO, authorized gaming operators, who are going to come in and they're going to offer more bet types. So things like stage winner, top three, top five, top 10, driver head-to-heads has been super popular, driver groupings, highest finishing manufacturer, odd even car number race winner, fun microtransaction opportunities for fans to stay engaged longer with the sport. So long-winded way of saying we were super excited. We have one of the largest operators now in the world, you know, looking after our sport, offering more bet types, promoting us around events like this past weekend with the road course in Daytona. And so it'll be fun to see what we can do with them over the course of the next couple of years.
Do you see this as a potential for developing new fans in the sport? Because you're talking about whole new ways for folks to have a reason, a even bigger reason, to start paying attention to drivers and teams throughout the entire course of the year. Is that one of the objectives here?
Maybe objective one. I think this represents a very unique opportunity for us to get younger and more diverse and to grow the pie again. These are at times can be long events. The 18 to 24 year olds, we all know a handful of those at least. They don't sometimes have the bandwidth to sit down for 4 hours. But they do. They like to come in mid-event and engage in unique ways, whether it's social media or now sports betting. And one of the biggest trends we're seeing is something called in-play, or as I like to call it, in-race, where you're now able to bet on things like what's going to happen on 3rd and 7, or who's going to win the next tennis point, or in our case, who's going to win stage 2, who's going to lead the next lap. So you can imagine that can change the way a casual fan may engage around our sport that takes less of an investment. And if that's a way to get someone in and touching and feeling NASCAR, that then parlays into buying a race ticket, watching the 500, engaging with us on NASCAR.com. I think we all know once we get them in, they're really easy to keep, but it's figuring out how to get them into the fold. And I think sports betting can play a big role in that.
As you were talking about the possibility for in race plays, I couldn't help but think back years ago when Donnie Allison and Cale Yarborough were dominating the Daytona 500. If there had been an in race play, will both drivers finish in the top five? If a guy could have bet against that proposition, he could have cashed a pretty nice ticket. I'm curious about BetMGM, when they came to the table and sat down and began speaking with NASCAR, did they look at this sport and did they say, because of the competitive nature, because of the sheer number of teams, because of the number of different winners we see throughout the year, did they look at this sport and say, this is tailor-made for what we do at BetMGM?
I think a lot of operators once, and MGM thankfully, was kind of at the front of that. I think a lot of operators, once they dig in and start looking at the stats, seeing the amount of passing and lead changes, that this sport is accustomed to week in and week out, it lends itself perfectly to in-play betting. The amount of strategy that goes into these events, it sets itself up nicely. And it's an untapped right now. It's been an untapped resource. Cause again, I don't believe there's been enough creativity and innovation around sports like golf or NASCAR when it comes to sports betting. And, when you start thinking about what does this market look like 5, 7, 10 years from now, I think, MGM was visionary in saying, if we offer better bet types and if we promote it to NASCAR's audience the right way, we think they'll engage. And there's nothing to tell us that they won't. These are fans that, they're watching on Fox or NBC. They're listening on MRN. They've got NASCAR.com pulled up with the live leaderboard. They're playing fantasy and putting their garage pick in. They're tweeting. They're putting posts on Facebook. This is a highly engaged audience. The product just hasn't been good on this front. So it's our hope that through our partnership with BetGenius, who's our data provider, these operators, we can create, an engagement tool, again, that is fun, is easy, and allows, more people to touch and feel the sport. And that's going to take a ton of work. We're not anywhere near where we need to be, but I think we're putting the fundamental components in place to get there.
I know one thing that I've heard over the years when I talk to horse players and to racing secretaries at horse racing tracks, one of the biggest concerns are short fields of horses. As a general rule, it seems like that folks enjoy a full gate of, say, 14 horses in a Breeders' Cup race. The Kentucky Derby is so popular because they accommodate a gate of up to 20. NASCAR offers a field of approximately 40 drivers from week to week. That's got to make you and the gang feel good about the appeal that this aspect will have through this type of gaming platform.
Well, it does. And it you know, it just gives each operator so much flexibility in the bet types or the markets they're able to offer, right? And I go back to the driver matchups. Last weekend, Circa was offering 50 different NASCAR driver matchups. Like, that is just, that would have been unheard of a year ago. You would have been hard pressed to find 10 Kevin Harvick versus Denny Hamlin or Chase versus Jimmy. And again, if you're a core fan, I think those are more enticing because now the odds are, you know, -115, +120, as opposed to trying to just guess who's going to win, this weekend in Dover. You know, so the more teams, the more athletes, more drivers involved in an event, right, the more flexibility to do driver matchups or groupings, to make it live in play. So that's why I'm bullish on this. I think there's opportunity for us, again, with the right partners to get creative, try different things. You know, I look at what we're doing with Penn National Gaming with our NASCAR Finish Line app, which is a free to play game available on iOS and Android devices. You know, that's a way for people to come in without putting any money down and try and make, you know, NASCAR predictions around certain props and see what it's like. And, you know, all under the guise that this is supposed to be fun and something that drives engagement for the sport.
The sport itself, is a sport which, like everyone, all sports, every individual in this country has had to deal with an unusual type of year because of the health pandemic. Of course, we've all been grateful that we were able to get back racing fairly early on with proper protocols in place and so forth. Does it surprise you that in a year that's been as crazy and chaotic as 2020, does it surprise you that a deal like the one you've announced with BetMGM was able to come together? And does that kind of help everybody find something more to go ahead and be positive about as you all start preparing not only for the rest of this year, but looking into 2021?
Kurt, it's a great question. I mean, it's been such a strange time for all of us, professionally, but probably more importantly, just personally, right? But I also think, you know, the role NASCAR has played in, I don't want to overstate this, but the role it's played for, you know, the healing, and you look back to March and April and May where, you know, there were no sports going on, but we were able to spin up the eNASCAR Pro Invitational Series and have our top athletes compete against each other in the virtual world. And those were airing live on Fox to, you know, 1.2 million people. And then, you know, under Steve Phelps and Steve O'Donnell and John Bobo to get back to racing as early as we did with real cars on real tracks. And, you know, all those things that then transpired out of that with Bubba Wallace's leadership and some changes, obviously, we've made, you know, around the Confederate flag. I just think there's people looking at this sport differently than they have in years past. And I think MGM was one of those that said, hey, that's something I want to be a part of, this kind of pivot point, if you will. And to strike a deal like that in the middle of a global pandemic is a testament to a lot of people's hard work and what they've done over the last 12 or 18 months and probably longer than that. I think they see us as someone, again, that has tremendous upside for them from a business perspective and maybe some aligned values that, they want to be partners with us, which is great news.
Before we let you go, I know that sometimes in recent months, recent years, when stories might come out where it's announced that perhaps a driver or a team receives a penalty for things like a ride height violation, and it might be a 64th of an inch. And sometimes race fans will say, oh man, that seems like, you know, you're not giving them much leeway. On the other side of that coin, as more gaming platforms are developed and NASCAR comes under greater scrutiny, how much does it boost your confidence when you go to folks like the gang at MGM and you point to the integrity aspect of NASCAR and the fact that you have men and women in that garage area who patrol and monitor those situations very closely because of the reality that you do have folks who are putting their dollars at stake.
It's a great point. And, you know, obviously Steve O'Donnell, his team, and what they've built over the decades of that building the most highly, you know, the best integrity program in all of sports is something that gives you a ton of comfort. And you know, that's going to always be priority one, two, and three for us as a sport. And then in particular around our sports gaming initiatives, right? I mean, the first thing that the family said when, you know, 2018 and PASPA was struck down was go forth, but be smart and have all the right components in place. And that's why the first thing we did was we signed Sport Radar as our integrity partner, and they came in and did a incredible job and continue to do an incredible job on, you know, education of our different stakeholders and fraud detection monitoring and a ton of just analysis to make sure that first and foremost, everything is done above board. So look, that's going to be something that you never perfect. And you're going to continue to fine tune and get smarter about every single year. But I can tell you it'll be priority one, two, and three for us. As long as I'm involved.
Well, Scott, it's been fun to have a chance to sit down and talk to you about iGaming and the expanded opportunities that are taking place and that are on the horizon as well. I know I talked to folks who they have enjoyed participating in their own way in NASCAR through DraftKings and FanDuel and so forth. And it sounds like BetMGM is only going to enhance and expand into new ground, new territory, and new types of opportunities. So to you and the whole gang at NASCAR and to the folks at MGM, congratulations on this new partnership.
Kurt, thanks. Appreciate the kind words, and stay safe out there and look forward to seeing you at a track soon.
That sounds good. That's Scott Warfield, NASCAR Managing Director Gaming, taking some time today to help us get up to speed on the new arrangement, the new partnership with BetMGM. Folks, we're going to take a break, step away. We'll be back to wrap things up in just a moment.
Citywide to countryside. Whatever you drive, wherever you go, Hercules Tires has the value, selection, and industry-leading warranty to get you there, no matter where the road takes you. Go to HerculesTire.com. There you can find the nearest authorized Hercules retail location to you. Plus, you can use the tire tracker to find out which Hercules tire fits your vehicle the best. That's HerculesTire.com. Hercules Tires. Ride on our strength.
Thanks once again to Scott Warfield for taking time to join us here today on this edition of MRN Crew Call. Folks, don't forget, it is the eNASCAR Heat Pro League Championship Wednesday, August 19 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It'll be distributed through eNASCAR.com, so that'll be a lot of fun. Also, caught up with our anchors for our coverage at MRN of the NASCAR Cup Series, Jeff Striegel and Alex Hayden. They really miss seeing you, the fans, at the racetrack. So Jeff and Alex wanted me to remind everybody, hit us up on Twitter, at MRN Radio. We want to see your pictures and videos of how you are celebrating race weekend. Use hashtag NASCAR tailgate. And again, you can find us on Twitter, at MRN Radio. Thanks for being with us. For now, for the entire MRN crew, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks so much for being with us.
MRN Crew Call was brought to you by Hercules Tires.